Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
You're kind of like a echo.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I'm using my cell phone. Is that better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Kara.
Kara?
Yes.
I think this got strange out.
Kara and okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Oh, man, we got a cool house tonight. Okay, I am going to attempt to do roll call. I have Angela. Kara. Auntie Betty.
Yes.
678-833. I'm not familiar with that number.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. Okay, and is this Miss Williams?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mom and Daddy Werner?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see, Miss Allen? Well, it's 706-864. First three digits. Okay, and we have Hubert. Good evening.
Hello.
Okay. Auntie Carrie. Yes. Auntie Carrie, okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. Angela's going to take over and do the blessing of the prayer line. Oh, do we want to, oh, we want to do the Genesis first.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're doing Genesis 43:1-14. Okay, and there was no relief from the terror of Phinehas throughout the land. When the grain they had brought from Egypt was almost gone, their father said to them, "Go again and buy us a little food." But Judah told him, "The man was fooling one bit when he said, 'Don't ever come back again unless your brother is with you. We cannot go unless you let Benjamin go with us.' Why did you ever tell him you had another brother?" Why did you have to treat me like that? But the man specifically asked us about our family. He wanted to know whether our father was still living, and he asked us if we had another brother, so we told him. How could we know that he was going to say, bring me your brother? Judah said to his father, send the lad with me, and we will be on our way. Otherwise, we will all die of starvation, and not only we, but all of our little ones. I guaranteed his safety. If I don't bring him back to you, let them bear the blame forever, for we could have gone and returned by this time if you had let him come. So the father Israel finally said to them, if it can't be avoided, then at least do this. Load your donkeys with the best products of the land. Take them to the man as gifts, balm, honey, spice, myrrh, pistachios, nuts, and almonds. Take double money so that you can pay back what was in the mouth of your sack, as it was probably someone's mistake. And take your brother and go. May God Almighty give you mercy before the man so that he will release Simeon and return Benjamin. And if I must bear the anguish of their death, then so be it. That was the reading out of Genesis 43, 1 through 14. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta.
Hey, welcome, everyone. Welcome to our weekly prayer session on this glorious day in the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we ask you to apply the blood of Jesus over the airwaves to render powerless and harmless any evil spirits that tries to come into our presence. We will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Angela.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mother, could I get you to read the lead up in Matthew 19:26?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get into our prayers for this evening. And I would like to start off with Pops.
Oh, all right, here we go. Okay, I'll be reading from Luke 14 chapter. The subject is welcoming all people. The sub-theme is the way to a higher ground. Happy reading. When he noticed how the guests picked the plate of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take an honor for a person more distinctly than you may have been invited. If so, the whole who invited both of you will come and say to you, here, this man your seat. Then, you shall eat it you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place. So when your host comes, he will say, again, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. And he who humbles himself will be exalted. Then said he also to him that made him, when I make a dinner or a supper, call not thy friend, not thy brethren, neither thy kinsman, not thy rich neighbor, lest they also be at thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will repay at the resurrection of the righteous. When one of those sat at the table with him, who at this, he said to Jesus, blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God. Jesus replied, a same man was preparing a great banquet, invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, come, for everything is not ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. And the explanation to that, we make excuses today. Now, he invited three important people. One had married, one had bought an auction, one had land. But when they invited him to the feast, they didn't come, so they made the guests angry. So he sent out and told him to bring everybody. That bring out my subject is welcoming all people. That means to bring everybody he can find in his wishes, highways, streets, and everywhere. But he wanted a room full. And so, since we got the man on the line, I won't go no further than that, though. I would say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that pop.
Yeah.
How about you, Mrs. Williams?
Okay. I'll be sharing from Matthew 13, beginning with the 16th verse. It has to do with the kind of soil. But blessed are your eyes, for you see and you hear. For assuredly I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men desire to seek what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has not root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulations, persecutions arise because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who received among the thorns is he who hears the word and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches chokes the word and he becomes unfruitful. But he who receives seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bear fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. My prayer tonight is that the word of God will fall on good ground, and we will go forth and bring forth 100-fold into the kingdom of God, and the word will grow mightily in us, among us, and through us, with us and for us. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Mrs. Williams. Okay, Hubert, would you like to say anything this evening? Hubert? Okay, I'll come back. Auntie Carrie?
Yes.
One more time.
Is that Hubert?
He said he passed.
Oh, okay. I'm
really?
Reading from Jane chapter 1, 1 through 12. Jane, a servant of God and our Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into a diverse temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. If any man lack of wisdom, let him ask of God, that give all to men liberally, and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea that drive with the winds and toss. For let not that man that think his, let me start over again. For let not that man that think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brethren of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he make low, because as the flower and the grass shall pass away. For the sun is not scorned, risen with burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof fadeth. And the grace of the fashion is perished. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Aunt Carrie. Loretta, do you have anything?
Yes. My reading is out of 1 Corinthians 9 through 12. And it goes on to say that the scriptures mean when it says that no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful thing God has ready for those who love the Lord. But we know about these things because God has sent his Spirit to tell us. And his Spirit searches out and shows us all of God's deepest secret. No one can really know what anyone else is thinking or what he is really like except that person himself. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own spirit. And God has actually given us his spirit to tell us about the wonderful free gifts of grace and blessing that God has given us. Amen.
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 Man, thank you for that, Loretta. Kira, would you like to share anything with us today?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, Auntie Dot?
I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful for noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep are his pastors. Enter to his gates with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth is good to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Okay, Auntie Betty?
Yeah, I'm going to share with y'all from Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 through 12. It says, seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciple came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall attain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. They rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which was before you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Did I hear Reverend Allen?
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes, I'm ready.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm coming to Romans, the 10th chapter. It says, then if thou shalt confess with the mind that the Lord is Jesus, and shall believe it in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth he confess made unto salvation. For the Spirit, for the Scripture said, whosoever believe on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord is over all riches unto all things that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom of him of whom they have not heard. And then how shall they hear without a preacher? Mm-hmm. And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and of good news. But they have not all obeyed it. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith come by hearing, and hearing come by word of God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Okay, I'd like to share a word. And it's coming from Psalms 1, passage 1 through 6. And the title of my verse is, The Word is Life. Have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed and sullen, but who are perpetually joyful and full of life? Their lives seem to consist of an endless series of tragedy. Some of them are imprisoned in bodies ravaged by disease or deteriorated by injury. Others endure family turmoil, economic hardship, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, they seem to be a continuous revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this authentic victorious living is found in Psalms 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in delighting in and meditating on the Word of God. Jesus said, The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. John 6:63. In the Word of God, one can find renewed joy, renewed hope, renewed peace, renewed contentment, renewed strength, and a renewed passion for life. God's word is a deep well and is a refreshing stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this stream of water shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. This is a quick little prayer. Lord, grant that I be planted more deeply in your word. May I be refreshed and nourished, that my life will be fruitful and that I may glorify you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Allen, would you like to say anything to Gina?
Yes. Okay, 1 John, 3rd chapter, starting at the 11th verse. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murderer his brother, and why did he murder him? Because his work was evil and his brother's righteousness. Do not marvelous, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brethren abides in death. Whoever hate his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer have eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we laid out our life for the brethren. But whoever has this worldly good, and see his brother in need, and shut up his heart from him, now does the love of God abide in him? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mrs. Allen. Alrighty. Mother, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes, I'm be coming out of Habakkuk, 3 chapel, 18 through the 19th verse. And the subject is, why, O God? Sometimes we find it difficult to understand the way of God. Often we are greatly troubled and perplexed over the confusion surrounding us. We are hounded by the eternal. Why? Why does God allow this advantage run to continue unchecked? Why does a whole community and nation have to continue to suffer while ungodly criminals plunge us deeply into the abyss? Why does God lift his hand? Why doesn't God lift his hand to change the tide and call freedom and justice to reign on earth? Habakkuk, too, was deeply troubled over these issues. He had erected and reconsidered his belief in a good and righteous God with the reality of life, wrestling with such perplexed issues. He then asked God, why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrong? In other words, why would God allow a heathen nation like Babylon to triumph over his nation? In the midst of his struggle, he went to his watchtower to pray and wait patiently for God's answer. After his sincere prayer, God's glory appeared. When he looked at the circumstance around him, he was perplexed. But when he prayed and listened to God, he was able to sing a song of joy. Mm-hmm. So despite the destruction of his crop and everything else that he held dear, the prophet testified, yes, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. The scriptures teach us that even though we are grasped by the confusion around us, we need not despair. Instead, we must take our concern to God in prayer and wait patiently for his answer. We will be able to rejoice because he is the source of our joy. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Okay, well, we're going to move on along in our program to the sick and shut in, and I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the works that you are doing for our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Ms. Wanda, Jessica Smith, Ms. Waters and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Eddie Tipman, Angela Burns, Miss Allen, Uncle Oliver, Cheryl, LaTanya, Uncle Chan, Lakai, Tony, Rochelle Bessler, Vicki Hussman, Jermaine, Quentin, Jordan and the Rako family, Lenny and family, Evelyn Holloway, Ruth Edwards, Mr. Harold, the Norris family, Kevin Avery, Valerie Crockett, Rodney Clark, Mary Lowe, Uncle Dave, Michael and Denise Moody, Terry and Jerry, Mary Ann, the Adams family, the Rossiter family, Earlene Parker, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. We thank you for the healing, and we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. And now let's talk about these birthdays on January 19th through the 25th.
Lacantes?
There's only two things I have.
What you have this for?
We can do it again.
Oh. The 18th, though. Oh, okay.
I have
that's
a Deborah
right.
Williams.
Yeah. Deborah Williams.
A Deborah Williams on the 21st?
Yes.
Also, my.
Denise Moody.
My son. Denise Moody?
Yes,
25th. Okay. My son-in-law, Christopher Hamilton, on the 20th. Do we have any more?
Did I make it to you on the 9th of this month, Maria?
The 9th of this month.
Off.
What was the name?
The 9th of this month.
Yeah.
9th of January. We've been married for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you?
For how many years?
Yeah.
54.
Yeah. 64. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise God.
Good blessing. Thanks. Well, I'll sing happy birthday to Denise and Deborah and Christopher. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Denise, Deborah, and Christopher. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Okay, Angela, we had Daniel to join us.
Okay. Daniel, would you like to share anything with this group? Okay. I'll tell you, I'll come back to him. All righty, we're at the point of our praise and testimonies and poems or songs, so I'm going to go ahead and go around the table. We start with Loretta.
Okay, I'm coming out of the Daily Bread, and it says, The Thinking Christian. Nothing could be further from the truth. One of the great benefits of salvation is that it causes the believer mind to be guarded by the peace of God. Philippians 4:4-7, which can foster clear thinking, discernment, and wisdom. Paul described this in his second letter to Corinth when he wrote that in Christ we are equipped for casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. To shift through an argument wisely, to embrace the clarity of the knowledge of God, and to align our thinking with the mind of Christ are valuable skills when living in a world lacking in discernment. These skills enable us to use our mind to represent Christ. Every Christian should be a thinking Christian. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Hi, Kira. Do you have anything to share with us tonight?
Yes, Dad. I made other roles in citizenship
and I just need to ask them up.
Awesome. She's been on the honor roll and stood up for months. Great job, Kira.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm.
Keep
up
the good work,
sweetheart. Auntie Dot? I don't have a praise, but I want y'all to add Sideria to your prayer list, please.
Sideria?
Uh-huh. It's on the prayer list.
Okay.
All right, thank you for that. Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try to sing.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. There is nothing so precious as Jesus to me. Let earth with its treasure be gone. I am rich as can be when my Savior I see. I am happy with Jesus alone. I believe I said again, there is nothing so precious as Jesus to me. Let earth with its treasure be gone. I am rich as can be when my Savior I see. I am happy with Jesus alone. I am happy with Jesus alone. Through poor and deserted, thank God I can see. I am happy with Jesus alone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Bye. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mm, that was beautiful. Man, thank you, Auntie Betty. Okay, Mother.
But I have a reading that I'm coming out of Psalm 119:105, and it says, the guiding power of the word. Regardless of condition or circumstance, people should trust, receive, and adopt only the word of God for guidance as a lamp and a light. His word is sufficient in direction us toward himself. God has given us his word for guidance. Since God's word is powerful enough to provide illumination for us in this dark world, we can make choices that determine the eternal destiny of our soul. Thus, we have no reason to spend eternity in hell. In John 1:2, we read, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. This means that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is also God. He is, in fact, the bridge between God and man. Like the summit, we can resolve to adhere to the truth of God's word so that we may live eternal with God. Let us be God. guided by the word that we will stay on the path that leads to eternal life and peace. Amen.
Amen.
It's the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother. Pops.
Okay, I'll be doing my little reading too. Since my hair is saying that beautiful song, I think I can read a little better now.
Amen.
Myself, see the big picture. The Apostle Paul was not afraid to suffer. He knew that those who suffer will eventually reign with Christ. The big picture is seeing the future, reward for present endurance. Losers make decisions and create a desired present. But champions make decisions that create a desired future. Battles are simply voice pain that accompanies the voice for every great dream. And the word is for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Pop. Mrs. Williams.
Okay, I would like to share from my daily devotion. And the title of this reading is, He Can Put the Letters Together. It says this little shepherd boy was watching his sheep in the morning. As he heard the bell ringing, the faithful to church. And he watched the people walking along the lane next to the pasture. He began to think to himself, too, I would like to communicate with God, but what can I say? He had never learned a prayer. So on bending knees, he began to recite the alphabet. A, B, C, D, and so on to Z, repeating his prayer several times. And then this man passed along, and he heard the boy's voice, and he stopped to look through the bushes to see what was happening. He saw the child kneeling with folded hands and closed eyes, saying, J, K, L, M. He interrupted the boy, asking, What are you doing, my little friend? The boy replied, I was praying, sir. Surprised, the man said, But why are you reciting the alphabet? The little boy explained, I don't know any prayers, sir, but I want God to take care of me and help me to take care of the sheep. So I thought if I said all I knew, he could put the letters together and spell all that I want to say and should say. The man smiled to himself and said, Bless your heart, bless your heart. You are right. God will. Then the man goes on to church, and he said to himself, I have already heard the finest sermon that I could possibly hear today. We are to remember that Jesus told us to have faith like a little child. When we go to God in prayer, don't worry if you don't know what to say. He can put your thoughts and feelings together and send you the answer you need, even when you don't know what you need. Just remember, pray as the little child. God will answer. Amen.
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 That was beautiful.
Amen.
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 Well, Daniel, welcome to the call. I hear your voice. Would you like
good
to say anything?
Everybody else's voice.
Good. Would you like to say
I'm
anything at this moment?
I came in late, so I'm not prepared. So I'm just listening to all the good news.
Amen.
Okay, no problem.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining.
Amen.
Okay. Mrs. Allen?
I pass.
Okay. Miss Reverend Allen?
I pass.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hubert?
Yes, I would like to say, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight, the great God that I serve, the most terrible black threat for God, Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah Shahana Yah. For sin abound, grace abound more. God does not hold us accountable for our mistakes in life. He always is a one more time God. He always gives us one more chance with his abounding mercy. And it's peace that passes understanding. Love is given. Love does not take. There's no ending to the love that God gives. I got that. What did I?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God pray love. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Hubert. Okay, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, we're going to read this song. It's a very short song. Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me. Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. I believe I've gone through the list and I've captured anybody. Does anybody have anything else to say before we go into our next section? Okay. Auntie Carrie, can you lead us in the serenity prayer?
Sure. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things
that I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can
change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
To know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Carrie, for leading us. Okay, we'll move over to Loretta to read Matthew 6:9 for us this evening.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. The Lord.
ever and ever. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and do the closing prayer so that we can all close out this evening. I just want to thank everyone for attending. This concludes our program for tonight, and we would like to thank you for your participation. And if you will please bow your head for the closing prayer. Leaving you with one last prayer, O Lord, we pray that from your glorious unlimited resources, you will give us mighty inner strength through your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep your love really is. Glory be to you, Lord. Amen.
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 The Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone have a blessed week. We love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love you all.
Love you.
Love you too. Have a blessed week. Amen, amen, amen. We'll leave you with this for the week. Lord, before we come to ask your blessing, on this special day, we would bow to you, our sins confessing. Then we'll lift our praises, a grateful living. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, Fundanella's family.